Today on VFN TV, we are going to go to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. That's right. We're going to hear from Mr. Rogers himself and some of the things that he shared about his life story. It's very enlightening. There's a reason why he's been impacting everybody. Did you know he was a Presbyterian minister and ministered to the world? We're going to talk about him and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
We just want to start out with a little song, right?
Come on.
What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? How's it going next?
I don't know the next one.
I always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. Da da. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
There you go.
I'm gonna zip up my sweater, change
my shoes.
Yeah, we're talking about Mr. Rogers. You know,
the classic Mr. Rogers.
There it is, Mr. Rogers. And this man impacted so many people's lives. And as a minister, we're going to hear a little bit about his life today. But he has a new documentary. Well, he don't, but there's a new documentary out that his wife was a part of health producing.
Wow. I didn't even know he was a minister. How awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
What does Francis Assisi say about that?
Francis of Assisi said, "Preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words."
That's so important. That's what he did.
Yeah.
You know, he totally did that. His occupation was a children television presenter, actor, puppeteer. The puppets were kind of, anyway, so the puppet, singer, composer. He wrote all that music. He wrote all that script.
Did he?
Television producer, author, educator, and Presbyterian minister. And this documentary just went out on his life. It's entitled, you know, the title of it is, "Won't You Be My Neighbor? And it's like the 13th largest grossing documentary in the history of documentaries in the world. I think it's at 20 million, and that's just in like 52 days.
That's amazing.
It's at 20 million in 52 days.
That's awesome.
If you want to feel good, I'm telling you, you want to go probably see this documentary. I got a chance to see it yet, but we saw a lot of his life. You're fixing to hear some things, as a matter of fact, right now. And he's being interviewed by Charlie Rose, and he's asking the question to him, how does this thing work? And he's talking very specifically, and it's very profound. We're going to show you why it's important, understanding from a Christian perspective what he's saying is. He says, you know, what you're seeing, what you see with people, that's not really what's there. It's what's behind what you're seeing. As a matter of fact, listen up.
You know, I have a little plaque beside my chair upstairs in the office that says, "What is essential is invisible to the eye." That may sound like something strange for somebody who works in television, but the older I get, the more important I know that is.
Why is it important?
Because what we see is rarely what is essential. What's behind your face is what's essential.
You talked about what's essential is what you can't see. What can't we see about you that's essential to you, to understanding you?
You can't see my spiritual life unless you ask me about it. You don't see my family life. Unless you ask me about it. I mean, it seems to me, Charlie, that the things that are center stage are rarely the things that are the most important. It's usually what happens over in the wings.
This is so important because so many people are worried about their clothes, what their hair looks like. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
We're not stylish, but it reminds me of what Jesus said, you know, about in the scriptures.
We have it right here.
There it is.
Put this up. I want you to see this. Cue up 45:94.
"Well, look not unto the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18.
So we're spirits that have bodies that possess a soul. And so many people, John, are worried about the outside of their life. They spend their whole life trying to make the outside, while the inside, they're falling apart. And people don't understand. God's focused on the inner parts of you, your
not
heart.
Not the outside of the cup, right?
Yeah.
It's the heart.
But how many people, John, are miserable?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to figure out how to, they're changing the outside. They're on some weight loss program, some exercise program, changing their jobs, changing their car, but the inside, they're falling apart. They're hurting. Yeah. They're depressed. Listen, it's just like Mr. Rogers said. The most important part of you is the part that nobody sees, that you feel and you sense, your emotions, your soul, what you think, what you want, and what you feel. So I want to encourage you, just like Mr. Rogers talked about, begin to focus on people, your loved ones like that, your coworkers, your family, and realize people could look all right on the outside, but could be falling apart on the inside.
We've seen it so many times in Hollywood. We've seen it so many times with business folks that you would think with wealth and prosperity and things and stuff, but they're jumping out of buildings and they're doing, you know, crazy things to themselves. You got to get healed on the inside. Really focus on that.
That's so important. We want to hear from you. If that's you, comment below. We want to hear about that. Write to us at friends@bfnkb.com. Think about this question. This is a question that he was asked, that Mr. Rogers was asked, was, you know, what did you learn from children? Do you even listen to children? Well, Jesus has something to say about the children. Take a look.
What have you learned from the kids?
Practically everything.
Like what?
How to know that it's all right to say what comes to your mind right away.
Before the protective mechanisms take hold of you.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus said to the people around him, please let the little children come up here. I want to learn from them. He may not have said those words, but I think that's what he meant. I want to be involved with these innocent people who make up the kingdom of heaven.
That's so powerful. Look at the scripture right here. This is exactly what Mr. Rogers was talking about. You're looking at Matthew 19:14. John, read that right there.
Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belong the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:14.
That's so powerful. Unless we become like a child, we can't even inherit the kingdom of God. And it's like, you know, this is important. We'll be talking in our future program. You got to see it with Dinesh D'Souza, because people say you need to have a childlike faith.
Yeah.
But that's in regards to trusting God. But we need to be activated, because Mr. Rogers was activated his whole life.
And he had strong faith. Right?
Writing songs. Yeah, he had strong, strong faith. I think about this too, John, that we always talk about abiding. You can't do anything outside of an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, right?
That's right.
And when we get back from this break, listen to this. You're going to find out that the reason why that Mr. Rogers, with Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, was so excited, so powerful, so impacting, is he would spend at least 2 hours every morning, abiding. And we're going to tell you how you can do the very same thing after this break. Join us after the break.
The difference between God as a concept and God as a living reality is that a concept is something you believe in. You certainly believe in it, but it's like an accessory. It's like a credit card. It's a gym membership. I control it, and I shape it to meet my life and my needs, right? So I'm still in control. But God as a living reality is an objective truth to which you mold your life to.
Right.
And that was a big difference, and that set a lot of things in motion, especially a new understanding of the Ten Commandments.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood today. We're thinking about the wisdom of Mr. Rogers. I don't know if you saw him on PBS for years, since the 60s.
Because there's a new movie, right?
Yes, a documentary called Won't You Be My Neighbor. And so make sure you get a chance to go see that. It's the biggest gross, 13th largest grossing in the history of the world.
Wow, that's great.
20 million in 52 days. So it's just beginning. Once it gets out there, no telling how far it's going to go. If you want to feel good, if you want to like that love and compassion, and that's just an amazing thing. Well, the reason why Mr. Rogers was able to do this, he actually takes every morning and spends at least 2 hours with the Lord, abiding in a place of meditation and silence. And we always talk about that. This man's impacted the world, but he did it because he spent time abiding with Jesus Christ in the morning. And we're going to talk to you about that. You're going to be able to learn how to do that yourself. But first, let's hear, as Charlie Rose is asking, like, how did you do this? What do you do? How do you start your day? I got a question for you. How do you start your day? Let's see how Mr. Rogers started his day, how he impacted the world, but how every day was started. Check it out.
I get up every morning at least by 5, have a couple hours of quiet time, reflect about what it is that is important.
Before you get on with the business of the day.
Before I go swimming. And then the business of the day. But what do you think we can do, those of us who are purveyors of this television medium, what can we do to encourage people to have more quiet in their lives, to more silence? Real revelation comes through silence.
Real revelation comes through silence. Mm. Are you able to be quiet? Are you able to be still? Or do you got to pick up your phone every 5 seconds and tap on your little Facebook thing, or turn on some music? Can you be silent? Listen, the most powerful thing that you can do is be silent before the Lord. Be still and know that I'm God.
Right.
And what he's doing, he's abiding with the Lord. We talk about that all the time, but look what Jesus said. Jesus actually said this in John 15:5. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, like Mr. Rogers does, in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. You think about that. And so how did Mr. Rogers change the world? How did he bear this kind of fruit to change the world? He did it because he abided with the Lord. Yeah. And that's how we do what we're doing. There's no way.
It's the most important thing about you is what you do first thing.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a good quality time with the Lord in the morning, I have often found out myself that it starts with a good quality night. I mean, you got to set the night, you know, at a good time so that you can give God your first priority in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what happens when you dedicate the first part of your day, the first words, first thoughts, first everything to God.
Yeah, and it's important too. Everybody that's involved in the crew at VFN TV, VFN KB, we all abide. Every one of us abide. That's how we're able to do it. We harmonize because we first align ourselves with God and His kingdom and hear what He says. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, and imagine if the whole church is abiding. A lot of people want to abide, John, but they don't have a plan to do it. They don't have a plan to do it. Well, guess what? We have a simple plan for you. It's totally free. We'll send it to you immediately. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org. You sign up for that. It'll be sent to you right away. Not only that, you get a chance to connect even with the VFNKB movement, the things that are going on. But the biggest thing is get that abiding plan. It'll come to you. You'll walk through. I'll help you walk through an abiding plan. It'll change your life. I'm telling you, you were designed and created to be in the presence of God, to abide with Him. He's got secrets He wants to share with you. He talks about it in Proverbs chapter 1. He wants you to be fruitful in your life, fruitful in your work, fruitful in your relationship, fruitful maybe like Mr. Rogers. Maybe He has a television show in your mind for you, but you got to spend time with Him.
That's right.
That's where He told us to start VFN TV, was in an abiding time with Him. Right. And we didn't know anything about it, but He said, do it. And we began to do what we didn't know to do by faith. And immediately God touched somebody's heart outside of us and sent us the finances to launch VFN TV. It's been 5.5 years, but it came through abiding. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came through abiding. So make sure you go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple abiding plan together. Think about it. You'll be abiding with the Lord. I'll be abiding with the Lord. John will be abiding with the Lord. The crew that works here will be abiding with the Lord. We'll all be together in harmony, hearing what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has to say as we're honoring our Father God. Is that awesome?
Beautiful.
Ooh, it's just iabide.org. Listen, we have something else too. There's a big question that he was asked right here. Mr. Rogers was asked about, you know, so many people like to give things, but they don't know how to receive things, you know? And when somebody gives you something, I mean, it's very important how you receive that.
Absolutely.
And what he learned.
For so many reasons.
Yes.
Especially if you want to get something back again.
But for so many reasons,
it is.
Give me that thing back. I saw somebody give somebody a birthday present. I'm not telling you who that was. And he had an attitude and stuff. And his grandmother goes, give me that thing back. But there's something in when somebody gives you a gift, if you receive it right, if you receive it with grace and appreciation, you know, I don't know. Jonathan gets up and goes, thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
For every, all this.
I appreciate this.
We're playing around. He does that every morning. But think about this. This is what Mr. Rogers learned with children is how you have to, when they give you something, they give you a drawing that they did at school. You know, and you're looking at it, it looks like hieroglyphics from, I don't know, from crayon to crayon. You hang that on your refrigerator and you go, thank you so much. You don't guess at it. You let them tell you because I always guess wrong. It's a giraffe. No, that's you, Daddy. No. And so, but listen about the grace of receiving, something that he learned, Mr. Rogers learned. Take a look.
Well, I know that when I walk out of the studio someday and there is a child who has Down syndrome,
right,
for instance, and that child comes up and gives me a hug, I know that that's the field that I want to be growing in, because I see that people who are not the fancy people in this world are the ones who seem to nourish my soul. And I want to learn how to be the best receiver that I can ever be, because I think graceful receiving is one of the most wonderful gifts we can give anybody. If we receive what somebody gives us in a graceful way, we've given that person, I think, a wonderful gift.
That's so important. Think about this. I mean, somebody takes all that time. They're thinking about you all day long. The teacher asks your child, listen, what do you want to make your father? What do you want to make your mother? And they make you some sort of clay thing, and they bake it, and they paint it. They're thinking about you, and they're going to bring that thing to you. You know, whatever it be. It could be a paper. It could be an essay. You know, it could be a report card.
Yeah.
You know, it could be.
For those that they're not so expressive, you know, how important is it to formulate something to be able to let that person know that meant something of value. Because a lot of people take things internally. It's how they are.
Yeah, you can't hear that.
But you can't hear it.
Right. And I think about this, though. But when that same person goes to a job interview, they say, you know, I'm a people person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That, you know, and the thing about it is, but sometimes we we think you're doing somebody a favor by going, oh, you didn't have to do that for me.
Right.
It's like, no, John, thank you for the car. You know, I'm saying, if you're going to give me a car, I'm just going to say thank you so much. I'm going to be very appreciative.
And, sure.
Okay, that sounds like but seriously, and so you think about all these years, like 30 years of children, you know, psychology and ministry and impacting the world. He talked about everything. And what he always would do, he would just say, you know, he would listen to what they would do, and he would actually appreciate what they're doing. And what they had to say is important, because really, there is no big spirit, little spirit. Children have a spirit. You have a spirit. And I see people all the time. They treat their children like they're lesser than, or they're going to get to a day of respect. And it's like, we should honor your child, just like the children should honor the parent. But we should honor the child. We should respect them. They're just as important as we are. And Jesus said, suffer not the children to come unto me. Such is the kingdom of God. And that's what he was talking about.
To them, right?
Listen, we get back from this break. We're going to hear from Mr. Rogers again. And specifically this time, he's talking about, you know, what is the secret to satisfaction in life? How do you have a satisfied life? And that's so important, because so many people got so many things, but they're not satisfied.
And there's a song, Can't Get No. Well, I'll let you finish it.
If that's a song, after the break.
We'll be right back.
Dan Gallagher from Highbridge, New Jersey, who's an educator, said, John, talk to me for a minute about connecting. Well, that's one of my favorite subjects. You know, I wrote a book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Basically, what I was saying in the book is this. A lot of people talk. But haven't you been sitting at a lunch table with somebody and they were talking and nobody was home? I mean, they just weren't. Remember the old gong show when somebody was talking, they weren't doing a good job. You could go over and take the old mallet and gong them and it had to be over. Don't you wish we all had to carry gongs with us, and when the conversation got a little boring, we could just get up and gong somebody and it would be done? Well, it's not that easy. And here's what's sad. So many people, when they don't connect, don't even know they're not connecting. I would encourage you. Begin to ask other people, am I interesting? Am I adding value to you? When I walk into a room and when I'm with somebody in an experience, do people really care and are they excited? Do I have the ability to draw people to me? Am I a connector or am I a disconnector? You see, on a phone, when I'm disconnected, I know it immediately. But so many times in life, people disconnect on a daily basis and don't have a clue. Maybe you need to get my book.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompt.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John.
Yes.
How many people are not satisfied?
Tons of people.
Tons, literally tons.
You know. Tons of people.
Yeah.
Because everyone's kind of, it seems like they just want the next thing. I've never met a person that says, you know, I'm always happy at this level. They always think about going up. They never see the level below them.
Because they were looking for satisfaction. And when they got to that level, they didn't have it, because it wasn't the thing that satisfied them.
Yeah.
So you give that person a diamond ring, they're already looking for the next biggest diamond ring.
And we're meant to be satisfied. We really are, but only God can fill that void.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you're not going to find anything, any person. It's only going to be found in God.
Well, the secret, really, truly, is Jesus told us the secret is actually loving other people as you would yourself. It's something empowering when you get your mind. I know this is difficult for some people, but think about this: you've been thinking about yourself all along, and the more you think about yourself, it's like a black hole. It just keeps going. I remember this particular commercial years ago, where this lady struggled with her weight. So she came home, and it was funny, she put her back against the wall when she came into her house, because there was a mirror, and then she would hit the floor and roll where the mirror is, roll down and pop back up again, not wanting to see herself in the mirror. And so many people are so looking at themselves intently in the mirror, constantly looking at how how does my hair look? How does my weight look? How does my job look? And they're just not thinking about other people's hair, other people's life, other people's life. Guess what? Mr. Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood tells us the secret to being fulfilled in life. Check it out.
Have you ever known anybody who was really satisfied or happy who had never made a difference in somebody else's life?
No.
And what did you say? You have Charlie Rose saying, a man who's interviewed everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, no. And the truth is, this is exactly what the Lord talks about, what the scripture talks about in Proverbs 11:25. He says, whoever brings blessing will be enriched. So when you bless other people, you're going to feel good about it, unless you're expecting something back. I mean, just the fact of doing it, right? It's not manipulation. And the one who waters will himself be watered. That's so important when you think about that, because some people are dry in their soul. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just dry and parched. I mean, everything's fine on the outside, but they're dry. But they're thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can I help someone else? And one thing, you know, we always talk about with the VFNKB love boxes, that you could begin to just send love to someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult because you have a lot of people, but when they're so blessed, it's hard to love on them because they're never satisfied what's going on. But there's if you're in America...
There is a people, right?
Yeah, America's only 4.5% of the world's population. There's 7 billion people on the face of the earth.
That would be grateful to receive anything.
This is so exciting when you're seeing, you know, how important it is to be able to be a giver and a receiver,
yes.
How to find satisfaction in your life, how to abide. And this guy, the Mr. Rogers, impacted so many people in the world. I mean, think about it. Every mountain he impacted, you know, no matter what mountain that was of culture, it wasn't just the media mountain. It wasn't just the children mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the business mountain. I mean, so many people have been impacted because he cared about everybody. You think about that.
Is the truth, one person can truly make a difference. I remember so many days as a young, you know, boy watching him.
Yeah.
It was so encouraging.
It was.
And to know that it's still bearing fruit and to know the story behind the story.
Right.
Who knew that he was a minister? You know, so I often think that people mistake people's kindness for something else. It's
right.
Like, no, this man met with God.
To last that
day.
Long and to be that consistent is the man that walks with God.
Yeah.
It's a man that walks with God. I mean, even Charlie Rose was being touched.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, we're going to make this whole interview available to you, but also many other interviews. You can find it at vfnkb.com on the torch. So you can just begin to soak in this. And I encourage you to go see this documentary and remember that it's out of abiding relationship with Jesus Christ that he's able to do what he has done.
Hmm.
And it's just powerful. Think about this. You can do the same thing in your workplace. I don't care if you're a teacher or you're a business person or whether you're a mother or a father or whether you, you know, work in the car industry or you work in the clothing industry, wherever you're at.
That's right.
A singer, you know, whether you're an actor, I mean, whatever it is, you can be that person if you abide with the Lord and allow him to lead you and move in love and think about what's behind what you're seeing because that person's spirit is crying or blessed. You can bless. I want to be able to pray with you right now. This is so important. We'd love to hear from you. You know, comment below. What are your thoughts on Mr. Rogers and what you've learned today? Comment in the comment area below or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We'd love to hear from you. I want to pray with you right now. I'm just going to believe that God's going to impart into you the same thing that he imparted into Mr. Rogers, where you're going to have that heart to be peaceful every day, to spend time with God and abide with him. Don't forget to go to iabide.org and get that plan. I'll pray for you right now. Father God, I just bless our audience right now. I bless this lady right now that's looking right now. I just bless her. God, I speak encouragement over her. Encouragement over this man that's looking right now, this young man. I bless you. I speak vision and future over you. I pray your heart would be softened and that God would hear the cry of your heart and respond in the way that you need to heal you on the inside so you no longer have to worry about the outside. And God, we ask you right now, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis.
to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.